You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
The prophet writes, "But there will be no gloom for her who is in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the later time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle, tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." Here ends the reading. Again, we turn to the reading for the day from the prophet Isaiah. And how could we not focus on this beloved yet profound prophecy of the coming Christ child? For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. These words have inspired great music, powerful artwork, moving sermons. The question is, how have they inspired, impacted, or transformed you? Isaiah is speaking words of woe to God's people, announcing God's judgment which will fall upon Israel and Judah because of their disobedience, laziness, and lukewarm faith. In the midst of his prophecies of doom and gloom, however, the word of the Lord proclaims that those who walked in darkness will see light again. He is to remind the people that they will know joy again, as the rod of their oppressor will be broken, as there will be a restoration of the kingdom and a new king to establish and uphold it. This would come with the birth of a child, a son who would be counselor, God, Father, Prince of Peace. And how would this happen? Isaiah reminds the people, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. It will not happen by the faith, the obedience, or the actions of the people. It will happen because the Lord of hosts is zealous for his people. It will happen because though the Lord of hosts brings judgment on those who deserve it, he shows mercy even upon those who do not deserve it. Though there is darkness in life, joy comes with the morning. Though there is death, there is now in the child, the son, resurrection. Have you had times in life when you have been walking in darkness? Does it seem you are now, at this moment, dwelling in deep darkness? The light of Christ shines on you. The light of Christ is to increase your joy. The child has been born. The son has been given. Let's pray. Prince of Peace, Bring your light and joy into my heart and life. Drive out darkness and fear. Give me hope and courage. Amen. Here's a suggested Advent action for today. Light one candle every evening from now through Christmas Eve as a reminder of the light of Christ in your life.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.